ואיכון אסון היה שם רק רבי ידעו בשביס ושביוי תוי רק תוי שו טיצ'ס אוס חלו שו סייצה למלחור ואיכו משקי סייצה טוב שיניים דל אל טוב שיניים דל סייצה למלחור ואיכו הקודש ברוך הוא commands in the פרשה לציבו דין אב יפס תויה וסונו אשר לגבי שביסו שיב יביסו שיב יאשס יפס תויה וחושקתו בו ולוקח לכל אישו. So the Torah tells us that you see by Shivya Eishu Shifas Toyar V'choshak Tobo, and you have a taiva for V'lokachto L'chol Isho, and you should take her for a wife. V'yivese El Toch V'yisecho, you bring her to the house. V'gilchas Ruisho V'ososo Siporneho, you chop off her hair. V'ososo Siporneho, you let her nails glow wrong. Benavolho, you take off the simla shivya me'alevi yoshva b'veisecho v'bochso esavio v'esimo yerach yomim v'acha kein tovo elo v'yalto v'ozo l'chol yishu. So the Torah tells us, as Rashi tells, l'dibre Torah ele k'neged yetzohara, the Torah spoke negative HR. We know a person in the battlefield is going to be very, very aroused. His emotions are running wild. And the nature of that type of person might be to see a Shishifas Toyar. So we tell him, okay, take it. You're allowed to take it. Because if we answer it, it would be too hard. So we know how strong his HR is. We know how difficult it is. But if we answer it, Mayim Genuvim, you're talking, he's going to want even more, so we say he can take her. But the Torah doesn't say to keep her for a wife yet. The Torah gives us a pattern, a way of trying, of how to subdue that Yetzirah. How to challenge that Yetzirah. How to work on that Yetzirah. And the Torah tells you, take her into the home, into your home, take away the outside beauty, the fakeness, take away all the, because the derech, as Rashi says, of the woman is to get all adorned, all faputzed, take that away, and let her cry for a father and for a mother for a full month. The Torah is very, very interesting over here that tells her, let her cry for a mother and for a father for a month. Obviously, there's a point in making it at this point of Voxa Saviv as Ima Yerach Yamin. The Torah has an intention of telling you this is what's going to take place. But obviously there's a message here. It's not stam homesickness. She went away to Camp Tubby, and she was homesick. Everybody gets homesick. She cries for a month. The Torah wants to bring out a point over here, and as we'll explain, but the Torah continues and says that if you take this woman, if you go about it, you don't listen, you're not able to overcome your desire. So the Torah says the next parasha, right? It goes into the next parasha. That the result is going to be from this matzav that you're going to hate her. That's the issue. Fast Torah, Rashi says, is they're going to hate her. That's going to be the nature. And from that hatred relationship, Pasha follows through the sugya of Ben Soirer Umoyer. Kisi Aliish Ben Soirer Umoyer, the continuation of this downfall to this wife that you're going to not appreciate and hate. The next parsha, we go right into the parsha of Kisi Aliish Ben Soirer Umoyer. You're going to have an ish ben soirer umoyre inenu shoymea bekol ovid v'kolim. So many years we sit over the mahalach, a very, very yisoyistic mahalach of the hemshich advarim in this parasha. This year we're going to repeat it because of it's so powerful part. And then we're going to go into a new dahed I had this year. In a nutshell, the vort, I don't know if it will be only a nutshell, but in the vort we say many years, and I think it's an emes lamitoi, is what's supposed to help, what's supposed to be the deterrent? How is this supposed to person fight the Yetzer Hara? The Torah tells him that if you go in this process, if you continue along this way, you can have a Ben Soirer Umoyer. But what does the Torah want from him? His emotions got from him. He was in a battlefield, bullets flying left and right. Cannons, drones, every type of bomb is falling, and he's trying with 16 different eyes trying to escape. And he's around, and there he sees a beautiful woman. What do you want from the guy? He's not practicing Shmira Seinayim in the battlefield. And these ladies are dressing up like who knows what. What do you want from the guy? So the vort, the teeth of the head, that the Torah emphasizes in the first pasuk, and Hashem gave over the enemy into your hands. Hashem gave over the enemy into your hands. The Meshech Chochma already asked the question, what do we have to tell you? The Allah of your fast Torah shouldn't be told if you were victorious in the war, you weren't victorious in the war. Because the pasuk should say, we go into battle, it was a stalemate, it was a draw. The war was a draw. You lost the war, I don't care. You lost some territory. But there was a Yeshivas Torah. What is the Torah emphasis? Son of Jonah Gachab Yodacha. The Meshachachab has a whole Kiddush, the Fizial Alacha. We once wanted to say over, I devour the Gisoyev, and it's very, very appropriate to Kiddush El. That, you know what can stop you? You know what's the weapon that you have? You know the power that you have to stop the Yetzer Hara when he's so strong? Is the son of Hashem Elokecha B'yodecha. Is the Midah of HaKoras HaToyf. The Midah of HaKoras HaToyf. Then what's your focus? Where's your focus? You just battled. You just were saved. You just walked out unscathed. Not a splinter. Where is your focus? Where is your mindset now? Where you're holding? You're right. The battlefield was rough. It was rugged. It was dangerous. I was aroused. It was too difficult. I wasn't able to hold myself back. I took her to the house. But now, after the battle, after the war is won, you came home. You're
you don't have a bruise on your body. You could have been in 7,000 different pieces. Your eyeball over here, your nostril another place. You come home totally full. Where's the focus? Wow. You saved my life. You take care of me. You watched over me. Is your focus to think for a second? Or your focus is on your own selfish self? What can I take out more from the battlefield? How can I fulfill my own pleasures now? Where's your focus? So the Torah, you know how to battle the Yetzer Hara, but it's so difficult. Focus on Hashem's benevolence. Focus on the Torah. Focus on the Son of Hashem. That's how you battle. And if you're not going to focus on that, if you're not going to think about that message, then you're going to take her for a wife because of your selfishness, because if you feel that you need to fulfill your tithes and not focus what Hashem's doing for you. And you know what's going to happen for such a relationship? It's not going to be a loving relationship in that marriage. It's going to be a selfless relationship. It's going to be a relationship that there is no curse and toif. You know what's going to come out? Hachas sinura. You're going to eventually hate this lady. You'll hate her. Because love is about giving, not taking. Ava is from the word av, to give. You're not going to be a person that wants to give, wants to pay back, wants to reciprocate, wants to show good. That lady's going to end up as a hated lady by you. She might have went in being the most loved lady in your eyes. You wanted her so desperately. But it's going to end up as a snoor. Because there's no love here. There's only taiva, selfishness, and the desire to get what you want. And eventually when that dies down, that's not the final result. He doesn't listen to his parents or something. What is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avraham, Rabbi Yisrael? Says the Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, it's all about one Yisoid, Akaras HaTayim. These parents of yours, from the time you were a little baby, 4 in the morning, you just fell asleep. You got to the bed. Once the thing for 25 minutes, goodbye, baby. And he's putting the baby to sleep and slowly lets it down. It's 4:30 in the morning. He has one eyeball open, barely. He lets the baby down and he heads for the bed for the mattress to get that another hour and a half. And as soon as he lies down on the pillow, the baby woke up again and there's Dad with another bottle. Can't see, he might be putting it into the eye of the baby, squirting the milk into the eye, because his eyeballs are not open, he's so tired. But he's up there, changing that diaper every night at 3:30 in the morning. I remember I had one of my kids was colicky baby. I almost went out of my mind. For hours screaming, just yelling for hours. 4 and 3 in the morning, when I was like walking to the coil, I was like zombie. You know, my pants were on top of my butt, on top of the body, my shirt was on the body, I don't know where. It was 4 or 5 years, 25 minutes of sleep the whole night. And there he is in the coilo. And then the next night, he's just waiting, just one night of sleep. And the father is again, nochamo. Zok, the Helike Chinuch, the whole Yisoid of Kibbutz Avraham is about a Karas HaToyv. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that way, that we have parents that take care of us
because as it says, the Chinuch said that we learn to take to appreciate the father that we see, eventually appreciate, we'll come to appreciate the father that we don't see. But if we don't appreciate the parents that we see, we're going to have a problem in our Yiddishkeit also. The story of if I wanted a tiny very gishma, what's the mida connected mida? Yes, ish ben soyer moyer and enoshemeh. You were selfish. You went into this marriage because you wanted what for yourself. So if you're going to have Ben Seirer, man, he's not going to be here. There's no occurrence, I tell you, here. Shut up, Dad. I'm in charge. I'm 13 years old already. I just had my bar mitzvah. Keep it quiet, Dad. I'm the boss here. If you don't like it, meet Pete, my pistol. Okay? Son, whatever you say goes in this house. And so you will marry the enemy of Shemaya the Kolov, Mida Kenegi Mida. That is Yisoid for Elul, boy said, we spoke out. Yisoid of Elul, that Elul, we have to, Chavasim also speaks out that when people work on Chodesh Elul and Mitzvahs and Abbeir, you're terrible, you're Abbeir, ugh. Now, we have a different way to work, especially this generation. We don't want to, this generation, we have to build up our self esteem. You know why you don't want to do chatoim? Not because, oh, what's going to be? Gehenim. No shmuzim, you know, the gehenim shmuzim are for the old generation. We can't handle that today. You say boo. Rabbi, that was too strong, the shmuz. You said the word gehenim and the shmuz. Say the big G or something. Ramez, don't talk about, you know, don't talk about those things. That's scary. The mother calls up the school. How dare that rabbi? We got him fired. You gotta fight, talk about fire, about Gehenna. What kind of rabbi is that? In the meantime, the son's wife, he's on his video game, watching Kill the Priest, 50 points, shoot his head off! Rabbi, how dare you scare my child who's watching deadly video games as we talk? I demand an explanation. Keep it down in the back. Okay, Mom, I just killed three priests. Shot their nose off straight. All the blood came out. Okay, but keep it down. Rabbi, don't scare my children. But the kid's selfish shel davar, you say that varmiz. That there's another whole mahalach to work in El Kodesh El Rabbi's time. With this mahalach, and a person focuses on the toy. And of course, I tell you what Hashem does. I don't want to hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's so good to me. Look what He gave me. Hashem knows I'm mad. Why? If He gave me a family, give me health. Oh, Hashem, I'm healthy. I could breathe. Another year He gave me. It's my focus. Elul. That's how I come to be the children of this. The love I have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's such a father. He takes care of me. Ah, that's why I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to hurt my dad. But he's so good to me. That's a tremendous koyah. The Bodhis speaks to that. A way to get away from Chet, a way to do tshuva, a way to improve, is to focus on the toys, the chorus of toys, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how we do it. And that could be the parasha can say to them, this year I wanted to say another mahalach, another knetcha, but I this mahalach, but because we see the emphasis, Rabbi Yisrael, the Ben Zayro, Moirei, Nenu, Shemea, Bikuril, Ovi. He's not listening to the voice of his mother and the voice of his father. Sorach Ian, Rabbi Yisrael. Why is the Torah emphasized not listening to the koil of him or the koil imoy? What's the point? The Torah has to emphasize that the koil of him. Just say, he doesn't listen to his inner shomeya, the other of the imoy. What's the koil of him? What's the koil imoy? Zoylel v'soyve also had a kasha this year. It says, "Einenu shomei v'kol ovi v'kol imoy zoylel v'soyve." He doesn't listen to his parents, and he happens to be an alcoholic also. Aga, we want to tell you, he goes to AA, and he eats in the most fanciest restaurants. I mean, what's the end of the pasuk telling me? Zoylel v'soyve. He likes to eat a lot of food. So what? I mean, the problem will be is that he doesn't listen to his parents. Zoylel v'soyve, he's an indulger, the pleasure of this world, that's the problem. Like you finish it off, waiting for the punchline, we're building it up. He doesn't listen to his parents, and what else? He likes to eat in restaurants. Oh, that's it? That's the punchline? That's the seriousness. It doesn't do his parents. He goes out and murders. It doesn't do his parents. And now comes the more terrible tragedy of it all. He eats a lot of meat. Okay. So, what's the problem? He likes to drink wine. Okay. Very nice. Where's the problem? So you want to say a word to us every voice up. Before that Knech, you didn't answer it in the first Mahalach. What is this whole thing of listening to the crying of Sofiyah Vesimo? I want to say a big story over here, but this is a tremendous word. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, in Shar Beis, in the Oisir Beis, Oidom Ashlomo Ova, Sholom Ba'orei Naim Nisamach Leiv, Shmua Toiva Tidashin Otsam, Shari Chuba Rabbeinu Yonah, Shar Shein Oisir Beis. Oizim Shemaz Tochachas Chaim Bekev Chom Tov. Yesh Lecho Odom, you should know, he says that Shalom is not just writing very nice words. Everything of Shalom is Tachas Achokma. He said, Gevaldik is Achim. So he said like this, Mo'ori Naim Yisamach Leib, Ha'ayin Eivir Nichbad Ma'oi. The eye is a very, very, very precious limb. Ki Yiru Bo Ha'ma'oiris Ha'masamchas Aleib, because you see light, which gives pleasure to the heart, happiness to the heart. But as the most important avern that we have of us, if anybody asks, what's the most important limb that we have? The eyes. I can't see. The nostrils. The mouth. Sok chazah. Bubakama. If you blind a person, or you knock out his eye, the Allah has you paid me enoi. If you deafen a person, because even though the eyes of the Bnei Yonah is a very important aid, but the ear is one of the most important avon that we have. And he said, as the Bnei Yonah explains, when the ear hears it, it goes into the body and it affects his whole system. That's the koch of the koch of Shmia, to hear. I think the Torah wants to emphasize. The Torah is emphasized, I think it's my own daher of here, but the Torah wants to emphasize a very important point. And the same Mida connected Mida Uvachsa Sabiya Ves Ima, she's crying away over there. Listen to your message. She's Bach, she's crying. What's she being Boicha? She's being Boicha very simply. She wants to go home, she doesn't belong here. This is not her place. She's a Goya, she's a Shegetz, and she belongs with the Shkotzim. She belongs with the Goyim. He was supposed to hear this message. The Torah wants to tell, listen to your messages. Listen to what's going on. She doesn't belong here. She's not for you. She's a Goya, you're a Yid, you have a different tafkid. You have a different tafkid in this world. You were separated by Abdul Aslam and Goyim, we have a different tafkid. Listen! Hear the Vart, hear the Bechia. But if he doesn't listen, he takes a life. You're going to have a son, Asher Einenu Shoymeya, the Kavavi. He be not listener. He no listen. He don't mean, Yanki, can you please clean up your room? Of course he doesn't listen to that. But he doesn't hear the message. There's a Shoymeya actually hearing, but there's a Shmeshmeya, but actually a Deher, that you learn, you take that message, you hear it properly, it enters inside of you, and it makes an effect. I believe the Torah is telling such a fascinating story. You know why this guy doesn't hear? Because just like his tata, he's just like his father. Just like his father. Started with a taiva, but it became an obsession. And there was no room in the heart anymore. He became obsessed.
with this lady, when you're obsessed, you don't hear properly. Why not? There's hearing physically, but it's taking in the message. The message is taken by the heart. The heart is the Eva. The same Bilibeinu, Lehovin, Lahakil, Lishmoya. You could hear with your heart, Rabbi said. I don't know. Never heard such a thing. You hear with your ears. What do you mean hear with your heart? Hearing with your heart means there's a place in your heart to take in the message that your ear has heard. And that rotzon, that message that's going to lead you to a derech, to an understanding of how you should act, that means hearing with the heart. That's the heart. This man started with a taiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen to the bechira. Let there be a place in the heart, some mokai, that the message you get across, that you're hearing the bechira. He became obsessed with this moment. There was no more place in the heart. The taiva, the desire became an obsession. The heart didn't hear. You know why? Zoila is not just, oh, by the way, this guy likes to hang out in bars. He likes to drink pina coladas. Zoila Vesoyva is telling you the reason why is because his heart has become stuffed up. He's become obsessed. He's a Zoila Vesoyva in the present. He's become obsessed with meat and wine. It's not just the tithe anymore. This young boy is obsessed with it. So much so the Chazal say that the reason why we kill him, Allah says, is because he's going to go in the future, and since he's so obsessed with the wine, he's not going to have enough money. He's in a molaster mesafrias. He's going to rob and steal to get it. He's obsessed. There's no place in the heart to heal anymore. Because he hears his father, Yanki! Pick up the toys! His father, the loud voice, because he hears him. Beinenu shomeya. Beinenu shomeya. There's something blocking. The shmias alei. What is that? Zoilel v'soyve. He's become obsessed. He's become addicted. He's living his life as addiction. I want to ask everybody a question over here. Rosh Hashanah. If the apple in the heart. Maisa, that's most people's Rosh Hashanah. They can sing that song together. But Maisa, there's one mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah. Every holiday has its mitzvah. Sukkot is Moshek Beruah L'Etzro. Pesach is Matzah. Shavuos is Chos HaTorah. Sukkot is Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah, the most important day of the year, everything's decided on that day. What's the mitzvah? One mitzvah. Shofar. Roiv Rubam Shavishoyim hold. What is the mitzvah of Shofar? Lishmoya Kol Shofar. To hear the call of the Shofar. That means if you want to touch up the Chetz of Rosh Hashanah, first of all, the Torah says Yom Truah Yelachem. It should be a day of Truah. That's though it doesn't say in Rosh Hashanah. It says Yom Truah. This day, which everything's decided. The whole entire year, every single thing. The 20 shekel that you lost to the cab because you're leaning one way and fell out the other way. The 50 shekel you found in the street. Your zivug. Children. Everything. Rosh Hashanah. What's the big mitzvah that you're tackling? Oh, no, Torah. Mold the show it first. People are saying it's good. The soy is the shmia of the oizen. Mitzvah is the shmoya kol shavu. To hear the voice of the shmia. Because as the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Me'erech Tshuva, which you mentioned last week, very quickly, says the Rambam, mitzvah is shofar. Is exeras a kosefu? Afal pisha tchia per gimel chesuv alach dalit. Afal pisha tchia shomer rosh hashanah exeras a kosef. Remez yesh boy. The very interesting thing: the Rambam is not the marshal. He's not trying to masber agodas. This is aluchas taken from the Rambam. Around the Sefer, in this Sefer Yarech HaBokha, he says halachas. That's his job. He codified Jewish law. He's not here to give Moshe Shmuzin. That's Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein. The Rambam's not giving Moshe Shmuzin. And all of a sudden, in the middle of halachas, he was, oh, it's Hilchos Tshuva, Rabbi. Take it easy. Hilchos Tshuva is not, no, Hilchos Tshuva is not laws of Tshuva. How you do Tshuva? The Rambam's very careful. He codified the laws. All of a sudden, comes along the Rambam. Remez Yeshbo! Commercial for the Moshe Shmuz, for Elul. The Rambam has to give him the Moshe Shmuz. Nay, the Rambam's telling the Chatzah Mitzvah. Kloimar! Uru Yeshinim Mishin Aschem. Vikitsu Nidom Itadam Aschem. Vikhipsu Maaseichem. Vikhosu Bichuva Zeru Barachem. Eilu Ashurichem Esa Emes. Vahavle Azmat. Vishoyim Kol Shinosam. Vahavle Varik. The guy is spending his time Zoylo Vesoyve. The Rambam is sitting there, he's Shoychechit. He knows it's true. He's not Zoylo Vesoyve yet. He's Zoylo Vesoyve, maybe he won't hear the Kohen. But he's Shoychechit. He's asleep. He forgot. Zok the Torah, how are we going to get this guy? Rosh Hashanah. Everything's you don't care what you're doing. I don't care who you're invited to. The Fleischsteins, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the Belchbaums, for the size of Rosh Hashanah day meal. It's always very nice. They talk about different types of apples. Green apples, red apples, what's nice to eat on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of the holiday, New Year, an apple and honey. I like the red apples. Beautiful way to spend your Rosh Hashanah. Deciding what's a better tasting apple. But you have to know what Rosh Hashanah is about. Shmiyas Ha'ozen. Hear the coil of the shofar and wake up. Change. Understand the message. Hear the coil. Hear the coil. Hear the message of the shofar. The Rambam is telling you. It's not just a shmiyah. It's a message. Listen to your message. Listen to all the message of the show. You forgot what you're doing down here. You're not a goy. You're not a goy. You're a yid. You have a different tafkid. You have a whole different purpose in this world. You have something to do. You have something to do with your life. You have to accomplish. You have to get rid of the stupidities that were involved in this around the hell of a week. The stupidities! And we all have them, stupidities that we're involved in. What are we thinking? What are we doing these things? It's so off the charts. What am I busy with? Hotchkotch and Lulu, crazy things I get involved. So the Rambam was sure from his MS. They pulled that shofar. The message is clear. And then Hashem hears. That's the sort of Rosh Hashanah. And the MS, Rambam states, and the Zohar says, and Baruch says, Aviv, Yerach Yom, Yerach Yom, Chodesh Elul, the Bechir, the Shulchan is supposed to hear that call of us. The person doesn't hear it, the Sefer Merach, one of the sound what happens. The person that does hear it, it changes as a different year of us. Comes to the new year, and realize, I'm ready to accept my new task. What am I supposed to do this year? That's the Shmir, the Shmir's clothes. Say over a story, we just said over the power of hearing a word, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know if it's a true story, it's not a true story, but if it's a true story, so it's true, and if it's not true, it's this. They say over in the battle, they say over, this is the story they said over. I said it over a few weeks ago on different shmuz, and they said over that there was a sewer, that when they got through the tunnels, so as they came to a certain tunnel, and there was a lady that came out, and she was about to blow herself up. And he said, Shema Yisrael, the soldiers said, Shema Yisrael, and she, whatever. I don't know if it's true, not true, whatever, but if it's not true, we could say the story, because the sword is MS. She heard the word Shema Yisrael, and she put down the bombs, and they took her out, because she was taken captivity, whatever, she got married, whatever, the same story, the Arab married women, they married, the Jewish ladies married Arab women. What's the pshat about that? Pshat, she heard the Shema Yisrael, it entered into our world, into our ears. Shema Yisrael was the power to turn the person on. That's for famous Stepanovich Rav, that he went into the when they had the after the war, one of its rabbis went into the different Catholic schools, and you know, he went over to the priest. Any Jews here? You know, all the kids here. No Jews here anymore. And he quickly said Shema Yisrael, and he screamed out Shema Yisrael. Famous song from Shweki about it, but whatever, he screamed out Shema Yisrael, and all of these kids came running over. They heard Shema Yisrael. The pshat is because he has that neshama toira, and he hears the message Shema Yisrael, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. You wake up and hear the message Shemaya. The Ben Tzuri is the Yanenu Shemaya Bekoil. That's the emphasis of the Koil. Not in Shema Lov, in Shema Bekoil. He doesn't hear the message, the Koil. And that's the sort of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zoruch of Eizah Hashem. These days of hearing the Kol Shof, every morning is a shtickle, but rather in Rosh Hashanah, the Achona is to hear the message, to make that decision, to lead our lives the way we're supposed to lead it. Zoruch to fill our tafkin, Zoruch to Hashanah, 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 Zoruch